And up next, Sabrina L. with steps 4 and 5. I'm so nervous. I'm Sabrina, I'm an addict. I just want to say, first of all, that I'm super grateful that I even got, like, nominated for this in the first place. Because, like I said before, I remember when I first came into the rooms and I heard about the spiritual retreat and people speaking, I was like, those are, like, the real deal addicts. They got their shit together, and, like, I want to be them one day, right? Here I am. you know, I'm coming up on almost 4 years. My clean date's October 18th, 2021. And, yeah. I was asked to share about steps 4 and 5. And am I too close to this one?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to be, like, yelling. And I think that's really cool because it's, like, really pertinent to my life right now. Like, I just went over steps 4 and 5 again with my sponsor the second time. And, you know, the first time I was like, yo, I got resentment against this person because, like, this dude broke my heart and this girl stole my money and, like, she stole my car and, like, all this shit. And then this time around, it was more of, like, a deeper, like, deeper resentment. Same resentments from before, but, like, it was different this time around, right? And going over it with my sponsor, I had, and this was, like, literally just days ago, all right? I had the most spiritual, like, awakening and, like, sense of relief from these resentments. You know, I had resentments towards my parents. They were really deep, and then they were really, like, I struggled for a long time with these. Like, why, you know, my dad, he's one of us. So being an addict and knowing what's going through his head, because I also am an addict, and I know, like, this is why he's acting the way he is, because I did the same shit. And, but being the daughter of an addict makes it even harder. Like, I know why he's going through it, but, like, I also, like, why can't he just stop type shit? Because, like, I'm his daughter. He should be my dad. Exactly who I want him to be, right? I realized that all of these resentments were, you know, me expecting people to act the way that I want them to and having my feelings hurt because they didn't act the way I wanted them to, right? And sitting there, and my sponsor for step 5, she had me write these letters to my parents. And I read them aloud to her. And I realized, for one, I'm not ready to read them to my parents because I was very angry. And I was, like, basically, like, you ain't shit. You ain't never going to be shit. All this, like, I was just really, really upset. But, like, the reading them and realizing that, like, my dad is an addict and he did the same exact thing that I did for my own children when I knew that things were getting bad, and it helped me to, like, let go. Like, it helped me to, I don't know what other words I'm trying to think of right now. Very nervous. it helped me, like, to really feel how he felt, right? Everybody gets so nervous about doing stuff, like, especially step 4, and then reading it out loud to somebody else, because a lot of us, like, do things that we're very ashamed of. I know I did, and I didn't want anybody to know that I ever did those things, you know, like, my biggest resentment is my own self, because how could I do the things that I did? And I don't know, just reading it aloud and, like, and to somebody else and having that person not judge you for those things, because, like, we all done some shit, is very spiritual. It's very, like, and feel a sense of relief. And I love step 4 and 5, obviously, because I don't know what else to say. I feel like that's all I have. It only took very long, though.
All right.